This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
I think I just got burnout.
You got what?
I got burnout.
That makes sense. That's awesome. I think burnout's amazing and normal.
Okay, well, that's good to hear.
listen to me, and this is gonna be important for everybody. Why are we judging ourselves about yesterday? Good, You got burnt out, which is clearly what you needed, because your burnout has fired you up to get back to it.
Yeah.
Like, why is it okay? So, why is it okay to like, well, actually, this is not okay. Like, by the way, I've had a very kind of like burnt out first 5 months on my fitness and health. After four and a half years of killing it, like, I made a decision that I kind of looked how much it cost me to travel these guys around the world and finally decided, you know what? I'm not sure I want to pay $2,300 for a workout. So I decided this year, anyway, nonetheless, kind of said, you know what, Jordan, you don't have to travel with me this year. Like, whatever. And I completely lost my way. Like, I'm super fired. I got real lucky because he was wrapping up, and literally in a week, Mike comes back, and it's gonna be Mike for 3 months, Jordan for 3 months, Mike for 3 months, Jordan for 3 months. And so, like, mainly because Mike was coming back, it bought me a little more time. So, like, I've like gone hardcore, drilled it for 4.5 months, and I've absolutely not been on my game this year. And I've really not been on my game the last 6 to 8 weeks. And like, I'm definitely like carrying that extra like 8 pounds that I don't feel good about. It's on my mind, I'm sharing with you now. But like, I'm not overjudging that. Like what?
Yeah.
Like, I'll just get back, like, I know I'm gonna get going again and it'll be awesome.
Right.
And like, yeah. I just, you know, like, don't judge your burnout.
So like, what would you do forward? Like, how do you connect with your customer base and be like, hey,
call
sorry
them.
I went to my ad.
Call them.
Okay.
Do what I'm doing with you.
Yeah, man, this is incredible. This is like, it's so inspirational because now I want to call everybody.
That's exactly right. Call every fucking person. How many customers you got?
Gosh, not a whole lot. And
give me the fucking answer.
I mean, I don't know, probably like 50?
50?
50.
Where are you right now? What state?
I'm in Pennsylvania.
All right, East Coast. All right, by tomorrow night, this time, you should call every single person.
Okay.
I'm telling you right now, I'm super intrigued for you to do that. Oh, we have to call Victoria or what's her number. Virginia, go find her number. Sarah, you really, you need to call them all by this time tomorrow. I'm being dead serious. Happy,
okay.
You know what? Happy Memorial Day. Hope you're having a great weekend. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
You know?
Thank you.
No, not you. I'm telling you what to tell them. I'm telling you what to tell them. I mean, I'd like you to have a nice Memorial Day weekend too. And by the way, you want to have a really great Memorial Day? Wait till you see what you feel like waking up Saturday morning after you call these 50 people in the next 24 hours.
Yeah, seriously. That'll feel like something I really do with them.
Do it right now. Listen, you know what's crazy about this in the way that I answered it? This morning was the first workout I had that was kind of something in a little while. And it was bullshit because,
yeah,
you know, you start to lose your way, you know, like little like cardio stuff, jump rope and treadmill, and I felt amazing. I feel great. Like, you
That's
can
feel- awesome.
Listen to me, everybody, and you and me. You can feel terrible for 93 months in a row and execute properly today and start the process of feeling great. You know how amazing that is? That's
that
why
is
this is the
thing.
It like it doesn't count. You know, life is more like boxing than it is like basketball. Basketball, there's a record. You're like 60 and 24, you know? Boxing is, you win this fight, you win. You can be 30-0 and you lose this fight, you're back to zero. Like,
right,
but you can win the next fight. So just win today's fight. Like, call everybody. You better call at least 5 people tonight.
Yeah.
You're gonna call somebody right now. Let me ask you a question, straight up,
yes.
No bullshit.
Yeah.
Which one do you feel best about? Like, you like the most and feel has the most upside? Like, net best of these three things, which one do you feel best about?
Well, the interesting thing is, like, the band, the four-piece band, Sons of Guns, that's what I feel best about, but there's three other guys involved, live in three different places.
Yeah, but that's the answer to your question, just so you know.
Yeah, I have less control over that. And so with my solo project,
So why do you feel best about that? Because best doesn't mean what you think is furthest along right now. Best means net net, right?
Yeah.
You can't be like the four piece is best, and then you start, then the next thing's coming out of your mouth were four reasons why not. So maybe you thought maybe that's the furthest along from a short-term success standpoint, but maybe it's not the best.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, I definitely, net, it's gotta be Dear Mr. Henshaw, it's the solo project.
That's what you need to get into. That's what, the question for everybody who's got things like that is not what's furthest along. Like, people are like, this one thing's making 50K, this one thing's 8K, this one thing I'm losing money on, but what do you feel best about? AKA, you like the most, but and you think you could be successful, because you might like the 50K one the most, but you might not think it has the most upside, or you may like this. Like, what people don't understand is we settle too often. And what we need to move in on is the thing that checks as many of the boxes as possible. When you're faced with choices and you don't know, you go with the one that if all works out, everybody goes with defense. They have three things in front of them. They're like, what can go wrong? I go the other way. Of these three things, if they all went perfect, which would I be most happy about? The middle one, that one. Do you understand? Now, you have to balance that with delusion. You may like, you know, your solo alter ego project the most because you don't get feedback from anybody else. You might be delusional.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, you get more versatility out of music with a four-piece band and a lot more collaboration.
When you went into, I don't have as much control, different things, that's a very logical and practical thing. And so I think the thing that, about doing something for a long time and now being 39 is, it's incredible. You're young as fuck. You also have, sounds like 20 years of data that says, okay, here's what it is. You're 20 years in. You've got to decide, what are we doing here? Like, at 17, it's about, I'm gonna fucking make it and fame. At 39, do you still feel that? Is this now about loving the game, loving the process?
Yeah.
Is this about, I couldn't, one of the things that most people don't understand about me is, I just couldn't do anything else. If I was
right,
if I was 1/1000th of as successful, I just couldn't do any. Look at me, like, with my 1/100th of an inch of free time, I want a garage sale.
Yeah.
I don't have any other fucking gear. This isn't about options. Yeah. This is about happiness.
Yeah, and I'm the same way. I'm still doing it because I can't not do it. And
good.
I can't
good
work
for you.
With somebody else. You know, I'll hustle. I'll do what I
got. I got it.
Just to be clear, when I say control with the band, I don't mean that like creative control. I mean literally like if somebody offers us a gig, we have to check with three other guys to see how their schedules are.
I followed you. I didn't think you wanted to be the ringleader. I thought that Barney might have a flat tire.
Yeah, Len, I just want to play. I just want to make a video every day and play a show every, you know, every week and hit tour 5 times a year. And so, I just want to play.
So great, why don't you lean into all of them?
Yeah, I've been doing that lately, but I'm in terms of branding, do you think I should just be like flinging these three different Instagram accounts, just switching back and forth and doing it all?
Yeah.
All right.
Or post them all on one. I mean, I got an Instagram account where you don't know if the video is gonna be about me like flipping a $4 teddy bear or like having a fucking conversation with the CEO of Verizon.
Right, all right. yeah, totally.
Just be you.
Okay.
Cool, see ya. Getting back to be you, go ahead, Andy, I'm ready. Like, by the way, everybody who's watching, like the only advantage you have is you. There's so much content at this point. Like, you playing some character or trying to compete in some vanilla game is no shot. Like, the only thing you have is your subtle ridiculousness. Listen, the two words that scare me the most are but and because when they consume my content, right? Those two B words scare the fuck out of me. And it's because they scare me because I know that it's grounded in insecurity. And I need to figure out, the reason I consistently put out so much content is that I know the only way for me to actually achieve impact is a scary level of consistency and creativity in perpetuity. So what do I say to them? I'll see you tomorrow.
Right.
Right.
Right, because you never know what version of the same thing you've always been saying teamed up with the right moment in time leads to the first moment of action.
Yeah.
And that's right on point.
Yeah, it's I can't be ideological about it. I know that we're all on different paths. I'm ambitious on actually having this impact and legacy. Thus, I have to be focused on consistency. You know, it's really meta. Like what I'm actually up to and trying to achieve, I'm actually doing, which is what I'm telling everybody else to do. I'm staying patient. I'm staying consistent.